Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Ascendant, Librati Nakshatra. Archetypes activated. The diplomat, the innovator, the visionary. Susan's ascendant is Libra, a Venus-ruled sign devoted to harmony, balance, and aesthetics. Libra ascendants are relationship-driven, with a deep-rooted need to find symmetry in their surroundings, in their inner emotional life, and in the people they connect with. This is someone who walks into a room and instinctively notices what feels out of place, visually, emotionally, or energetically. The desire to make things right is not just a social habit for Susan, it's a soul imprint. What adds a more unconventional, independent flavor to her Libra rising is the presence of Swati Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu. Swati brings the restless winds of change. This nakshatra is adaptable, curious, and has a karmic desire for freedom. Susan may appear soft-spoken or graceful on the outside, but underneath lies a force of independence, experimentation, and a refusal to be boxed into roles that don't align with her inner truth. This combination makes her diplomatic, yes, but also subtly rebellious. She is not one to conform for the sake of appearance. Swati's Rahu influence pushes her to seek individuality through relationship, which can result in a lifelong balancing act between connection and autonomy. Susan likely values emotional intelligence, but may also need significant personal space to feel free within any dynamic. This rising placement activates the diplomat archetype with unmistakable elegance. Susan has a natural gift for creating win-win scenarios, easing tension in social settings, and drawing people together through charm and emotional attunement. She can disarm defensiveness with warmth, and she instinctively knows how to position her ideas to be heard. The innovator archetype is also embedded within her Swati signature. She may not see herself as a trailblazer, but her mind is drawn to original frameworks, flexible structures, and unconventional ideas. She's likely to explore a variety of approaches in her work and relationships, not out of indecision, but out of a genuine desire to experience and understand life from many angles. At a deeper level, the visionary emerges from the way Susan perceives harmony, not just aesthetically, but spiritually. She doesn't only want peace, she wants evolution. There is a long-term picture forming in her mind, even if it's vague at first, a vision of how things could be more balanced, beautiful, and aligned. She may be drawn to movements, causes, or careers that focus on justice, design, or human flourishing. The psychological tension here lies in decision-making and identity. Libra ascendants with Swati placements often wrestle with over-consideration. Susan might oscillate between ideas or people, afraid to upset the balance, or unwilling to commit to one path too soon. But Swati reminds us that sometimes movement itself is the answer. That clarity often comes through experimentation, not stagnation. At her best, Susan becomes a socially conscious force of evolution. She brings refinement into revolution, grace into growth, and love into leadership. She doesn't impose change, she invites it. And in doing so, she doesn't just seek balance for herself, she becomes a mirror that helps others discover it too. Saturn in the third house, placed in Purva Ashada Nakshatra in the sign of Sagittarius. Archetypes activated, the strategist, the messenger, the reformer. The third house governs communication, thought processing, skills, short journeys, and the way we relate to our peers and siblings. With Saturn placed here, Susan's mental energy is deliberate, structured, and marked by discipline. Saturn in the third does not rush to speak. It processes first, often deeply. Susan is someone who chooses her words with care. Her speech and thinking style may be measured, sometimes cautious, but always purposeful. Placed in Sagittarius, Saturn adopts a philosophical tone, turning communication into a medium for ethics, meaning, and truth. Sagittarius brings a desire to explore broader ideas, belief systems, and long-term visions. But with Saturn here, that exploration is not careless or scattered. It is structured, principled, and often serious in tone. Susan is likely someone who values truth above convenience, and who speaks when there is something worth saying. Purva Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, introduces an undertone of conviction and invincibility. It's not just about having a viewpoint, it's about standing for it. Saturn in this nakshatra brings a strong internal compass when it comes to values and a willingness to communicate only after that internal alignment has been achieved. There is a quiet fire behind the speech. What Susan says may be softly delivered, but it's backed by principle, experience, and unshakable reasoning. This placement activates the strategist archetype. Susan likely thinks long-term. Her mind is wired to break problems into parts, to build understanding slowly but solidly. She may not be a fast talker, but her words build trust because they are backed by thoughtfulness. She may be exceptionally gifted at written communication, documentation, or teaching, especially when it involves turning abstract ideas into real-world application. The messenger archetype emerges through her role as a bridge between philosophy and clarity. With Saturn in Sagittarius, Susan may find herself drawn to roles where communication becomes a responsibility, not just a talent. She could be the one who communicates the mission, the deeper purpose, or the ethical stance of a team or organization. Her voice often carries the weight of wisdom, even when she's speaking quietly. The reformer is embedded in her thinking. She doesn't speak just to maintain status quo. She speaks to correct it. Her mind may often scan for what needs fixing, especially in systems, beliefs, or educational structures. There is a deep yearning to elevate the standard, and she may use communication as her primary tool to do it. Psychologically, this placement may have given her early life experiences of being misunderstood or silenced. Saturn often delays confidence in communication, especially in childhood, but that delay becomes the foundation for later mastery. What starts as self-doubt often transforms into a deeply trustworthy inner voice, one that doesn't just react but responds with integrity. At her best, Susan is a voice of clarity, wisdom, and ethical strength. She doesn't just communicate, she transmits something lasting. In a world full of noise, hers is the voice that cuts through with precision, gravity, and earned authority. Her words build structure. Her silence speaks volumes. And her thoughts, when shared, leave a ripple effect of reflection and quiet transformation. Rahu in the fourth house, placed in Shravana Nakshatra in the sign of Capricorn. Archetypes activated, the outsider, the observer, the innovator. The fourth house represents emotional foundations, the inner world, home life, roots, and one's relationship with the maternal influence or nurturing. With Rahu, planet of obsession, ambition, and karmic disruption, placed here, Susan's emotional experience is complex, layered, and deeply shaped by a karmic hunger to redefine what home and belonging truly mean. Rahu in the fourth house often points to a sense of emotional dislocation in early life, or a feeling of being emotionally different, unrooted, or unfulfilled by traditional definitions of comfort. Placed in Capricorn, Rahu adopts a more strategic and achievement-driven tone in the emotional domain. Capricorn brings discipline, maturity, and structure, but Rahu adds unpredictability and an unconventional flair. This can create an inner contradiction. Susan may outwardly project control and self-reliance, yet inwardly carry an unresolved yearning for emotional safety that feels just out of reach. Shravana Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, adds a potent listening and observational capacity. This nakshatra is associated with learning through sound, absorbing wisdom, and quiet contemplation. With Rahu here, Susan's inner world is marked by acute emotional awareness. She picks up on what isn't said, listens between the lines, and learns from the silence. She may have a brilliant instinct for understanding family dynamics, generational patterns, or emotional subtext, even if she doesn't always feel emotionally at ease herself. This configuration activates the outsider archetype. Susan may often feel emotionally other, like she doesn't quite fit in with her family of origin, or like her version of home doesn't match societal norms. This sense of being different, though painful at times, drives her to create new definitions of comfort and belonging on her own terms. The observer comes alive through Shravana's reflective energy. Susan may prefer to process emotions internally before sharing. She watches, remembers, and connects emotional dots that others miss. This can make her an exceptional emotional strategist, able to navigate group dynamics, family systems, or nurturing roles with quiet power and long-range insight. The innovator emerges through her karmic need to redesign the emotional blueprint she inherited. Rahu here pushes her to challenge traditional notions of home, family roles, and emotional identity. She may build a home that is unconventional, deeply personal, and aligned with her higher values. Her idea of emotional safety may be intellectual or structural, preferring well-organized, functional spaces over overt sentimentality. Psychologically, this placement may bring emotional restlessness or a sense that security is always coming later. She may overinvest in building a perfect outer environment in the hope it will soothe inner tension. But Rahu's lesson here is that true comfort comes from emotional integration, not external perfection. At her best, Susan becomes a quiet architect of emotional evolution. She challenges inherited emotional patterns, redefines care, and creates inner and outer spaces that reflect maturity, awareness, and compassionate reinvention. She teaches that home is not just where we come from, it's what we consciously create through emotional wisdom and fearless self-definition. Mars in the 8th house, placed in Kritika Nakshatra in the sign of Taurus. Archetypes activated: the alchemist, the guardian, the survivor. The 8th house is the realm of hidden power, emotional vulnerability, transformation, secrets, and the cycles of death and rebirth. With Mars, the planet of energy, action, and will, placed here, Susan carries a deep reservoir of inner strength forged through emotional intensity and psychic endurance. Mars in the 8th doesn't display power openly. It stores it, sharpens it, and uses it when absolutely necessary. For Susan, this creates a personality marked by controlled intensity, a tendency to hold emotional cards close, and a quiet but undeniable resilience. In Taurus, Mars becomes more fixed, grounded, and sensually aware. This is not a wild or impulsive Mars. It's calculated, slow burning, and focused on protecting stability. Mars in Taurus is like a warrior in stillness, strategic, physically strong, and intensely loyal once trust is earned. In the 8th house, this manifests as a fierce instinct to protect her emotional privacy, her resources, and those she loves. She may not speak often about her pain, but she feels it deeply, processes it in silence, and rises stronger every time. Kritika Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, adds a purifying and cutting quality. Kritika burns away what is impure or unnecessary. It refines, severs, and purifies through fire. Mars in Kritika is sharp, courageous, and decisive in matters of survival, emotional loyalty, and psychological protection. For Susan, this suggests someone who may have undergone deep internal or relational transformations and who emerges each time with greater emotional clarity and refined strength. This placement activates the alchemist archetype. Susan is not afraid of darkness, she works with it. Her emotional life may be layered with loss, secrecy, or suppressed intensity, but she transforms those experiences into inner mastery. She doesn't dramatize her transformation, she distills it and becomes wiser, more grounded, and more emotionally self-contained because of it. The guardian is also strongly expressed. Mars ruling the 7th and 2nd houses and placed in the house of trust and shared resources gives her a powerful instinct to protect not just herself, but those within her inner circle. Once Susan gives someone access to her emotional world, she becomes fiercely loyal and protective, often acting as a quiet enforcer of boundaries, ethics, and stability in her relationships. The survivor is woven into her emotional makeup. Mars in the 8th often suggests someone who has had to navigate power struggles, trauma, or buried emotional conflict. But instead of being defined by pain, Susan becomes defined by her ability to rise from it, stronger, wiser, and less reactive. Her anger, once refined through the heat of experience, becomes insight. Her instinct to fight becomes a source of healing, protection, and boundary setting. Psychologically, this placement can bring intensity in intimate relationships, financial entanglements, or deep fears around trust and control. Susan may be slow to open, but once she does, the connection is transformative for both her and the other person. There may also be a natural inclination towards psychological, spiritual, or esoteric studies driven by a need to understand the hidden mechanics of human nature. At her best, Susan becomes an emotional alchemist, someone who turns inner fire into focused strength and trauma into wisdom. She's not here to avoid the deep end, she's here to master it. Her journey is one of emotional purification, inner empowerment, and fearless transformation. She doesn't just survive, She refines and becomes a quiet force of resilience for everyone around her. Jupiter, Venus, and Ketu in the 10th house, all placed in Pushya Nakshatra in the sign of Cancer. Archetypes activated, the teacher, the nurturer, the mystic. The 10th house represents one's career path, public role, authority, and social legacy. With three planets, Jupiter, Venus, and Ketu, clustered here in Cancer, Susan's professional identity is shaped by a unique blend of wisdom, emotional intelligence, spiritual detachment, and deeply felt devotion to service. This is not a chart that chases power for status. It seeks influence with soul. Her work is meant to nourish, guide, and uplift. And she is most fulfilled when it reflects her deepest values. Pushya Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, is associated with nourishment, discipline, and divine protection. It brings a strong sense of ethical responsibility, emotional maturity, and the urge to support growth in others. In Cancer, Pushya expresses through emotional commitment, care-based leadership, and a quiet sense of sacred duty. With all three planets here, Susan's public image is built on trust, integrity, and soulful consistency. Jupiter, in the 10th house, makes her a natural teacher or advisor in her career. Jupiter governs higher wisdom, ethics, and growth. And in Cancer, it adds compassion, intuition, and emotional intelligence to her professional lens. Susan is likely seen as wise beyond her years, and others may come to her not just for facts, but for clarity, reassurance, and moral direction. She may feel most alive in roles that blend leadership with mentorship, vision with empathy. Venus in the 10th adds grace, diplomacy, and a touch of creative refinement to her professional persona. In Cancer, Venus values emotional harmony, aesthetics rooted in care, and professional environments where beauty and compassion coexist. Susan may gravitate toward roles in design, healing, education, human development, or any field where emotional intelligence and refinement are needed. She leads through connection, not control. Ketu, however, introduces detachment and a karmic twist. In the 10th house, Ketu often suggests a past life familiarity with leadership or social responsibility. Susan may have already played the role of the public figure or authority in previous lifetimes. In this life, there may be periods of ambivalence about ambition or a subtle resistance to public attention. She may be drawn to serve, but not to be seen. Or she may feel successful, but strangely unfulfilled by external recognition alone. Together, this powerful blend activates the teacher archetype most clearly. Susan is here to guide others, not necessarily from a podium, but often through her presence, insights, and calm authority. She may be the wise counselor in the workplace, the ethical compass in a project, or the mentor whose influence lasts long after a role ends. The nurturer archetype is also deeply present. Pushya is the milk giver of the zodiac, and Susan's work is meant to nourish. Whether she leads a team, manages people, or supports others behind the scenes, she brings a quality of care that makes others feel safe, heard, and supported. Her leadership may be quiet, but it is steady and healing. The mystic emerges through Ketu. Susan's professional journey is spiritually encoded. She may find herself pulled toward purpose-driven roles or drawn into moments of retreat, redirection, or letting go of outer success to follow inner truth. Ketu ensures that her professional life will never be just a job. It must have soul, or it will eventually fall away. Psychologically, this configuration can bring inner conflict between professional achievement and emotional fulfillment. Susan may work hard to build something, only to find herself questioning if it truly aligns with her deeper self. She may also have to balance her tendency to over-nurture others at work with the need to preserve her own energy and boundaries. At her highest expression, Susan becomes a professional guide and emotional architect, someone who helps others build meaningful lives by embodying her own values first. She reminds us that real success isn't measured by public applause. It's measured by integrity, compassion, and the invisible impact we leave on others long after we've moved on. Sun, Moon, and Mercury in the 11th house, all placed in Magha and Uttara Falguni Nakshatras, in the sign of Leo. Archetypes activated, the leader, the visionary, the influencer. The 11th house governs friendships, social networks, collective movements, aspirations, and the rewards of long-term effort. With the Sun, Moon, and Mercury gathered here in Leo, Susan's connection to groups and goals is bold, radiant and centered on expression, leadership, and creative contribution. She doesn't just join communities, she shapes them. She's not just drawn to shared visions, she becomes a focal point for their realization. In Leo, the sign of the sovereign, this trio of planets gives her the energy of someone who wants to shine, not just for herself, but for a purpose that resonates beyond ego. The 11th house adds a social dimension to this Leo strength. It's about shining in service of a group, a message, or a shared dream. The sun, in Magha Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu, makes Susan's leadership carry ancestral depth. Magha is tied to lineage, legacy, and dignity. She may feel a karmic pull to uphold traditions, lead from inner authority, or carry the emotional weight of those who came before her. In groups, she naturally stands out, not through force, but through presence. People gravitate toward her, sensing a noble or mentor-like energy. Her confidence comes from deep roots, not superficial showmanship. The moon, also in Magha, adds emotional nobility. Susan's sense of belonging is tied to how much she can lead, guide, or uplift others in a group setting. She's not interested in being just another member. Her emotional satisfaction depends on being recognized, respected, and given space to influence. She likely carries a protective instinct toward those she leads, offering support, loyalty, and vision with a lion-hearted grace. Mercury in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra adds intellectual clarity, communication skill, and service orientation. Uttara Falguni, ruled by the sun, is about sustainable partnerships and long-term social contribution. This placement makes Susan a natural networker and communicator within groups, able to express collective ideas with charisma and structure. She is a thoughtful planner, often the one who can organize visionary goals into tangible steps. Together, these placements activate the leader archetype. Susan isn't just driven to rise. She feels responsible for guiding others upward too. She leads through conviction, warmth, and the quiet authority of someone who knows where she's going. Her leadership is magnetic because it's emotionally resonant and intellectually sound. The visionary shines through her ability to hold a long-term dream for her community, cause, or network. She sees the bigger picture, how pieces, people, and passions can come together to serve something greater. Her aspirations are often public, high-minded, and fueled by a desire to leave a legacy. The influencer archetype is present in the way she blends charisma with communication. Her words carry weight, her ideas attract support, and her emotional warmth builds trust. She may rise to leadership in friend groups, professional circles, or wider social platforms, where her ability to inspire is her quiet superpower. Psychologically, this trio may bring an early desire for recognition in social spaces, perhaps a longing to be seen, validated, or included. There may be emotional vulnerability behind the confident exterior, especially if she feels her contributions go unnoticed. She may also need to balance her drive to lead with the humility of shared growth, learning that true leadership empowers others to shine too. At her best, Susan becomes the radiant center of a movement, someone who lifts others with her voice, her presence, and her unwavering commitment to collective upliftment. She doesn't just dream big, she helps others believe in the dream. Her social impact isn't accidental. It's intentional, heartfelt, and destined to leave ripples long after the spotlight fades.